There has been another suicide bombing in Israel. For the second time in 2 weeks, the target was the Tel Aviv suburb of Rishon LeZion. Israeli police say at least 3 people were killed, including the Palestinian bomber. Dozens were wounded in the attack. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now from Jerusalem. Peter, what more can you tell us about this latest bombing?
Well, Leanne, police say the bomber set off his charge in the middle of a pedestrian shopping area in this town just a few miles south of Tel Aviv. There are reports of dozens, perhaps 40 or more, injured in the blast. These numbers tend to fluctuate a little bit immediately after a suicide bombing, but the important thing to note here is that at least a few of the injured are described as in serious or critical condition. Police said they had no warnings that this attack was coming at this town. Just 15 days ago, the city suffered its first suicide bombing. On May 7th, the bomber blew himself up in a pool hall, killing 15 Israelis and himself. This was certainly another devastating attack for the victims and their families and the residents of Rishon LeZion. But police are speculating that because it occurred outdoors in an area where people play chess and backgammon, the blast wasn't as deadly as it could have been in an enclosed space.
Has there been any claim of responsibility?
There has been one early claim from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. That is a group linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. The most recent bombings have been claimed by other factions, Hamas, Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine. All of these groups have said they won't be abiding by Yasser Arafat's call to end attacks against Israeli civilians.
Has the Israeli government responded to the attack, and has there been any reaction from the Palestinian Authority as well?
Yes, on both counts. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's office called it another cowardly terrorist act. A spokesman said Israel would use whatever measures are necessary to root out terror. The Palestinian Authority tonight condemned the latest bombing, as it has condemned the earlier blasts. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said while the authority condemns attacks on Israeli civilians, it also attacked the Israeli closure of West Bank towns and cities, which has continued even after the end of this most recent Israeli military offensive in the West Bank.
Now, a senior Palestinian militant was killed by Israeli forces today, just before the bombing. What can you tell us about that?
Well, he was also a member of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. The Israeli army said it targeted the Balata refugee camp near Nablus. In a rocket attack, 3 Palestinians were killed, including a man named Mahmoud Titi. He's a senior member of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Israel says Titi was responsible for a deaths of a number of Israeli civilians. The Palestinians have condemned this assassination, saying these kinds of killings only breed more violence.
Do you think the suicide bombing may lead to another major Israeli military operation like the one last month in the West Bank?
Well, you can never rule that out. It's certainly a possibility, and certainly there are many on the right wing in Israeli politics who would be calling for such a move. But even as the violence begins to heat up and the bombers begin to break through the Israeli defenses and reach their targets, officials are saying that they expect the Sharon government to continue its policy of targeted raids, perhaps more assassinations. Mr. Sharon is also currently embroiled in a political fight that's led him to sack some of his more conservative members of his coalition. The feeling here at the moment seems to be more of what we've been seeing the last couple of weeks.
Thanks very much, NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.